Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the DDP. We have arrived at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 9, in a verse that is, let's be honest, is not often quoted. I don't hear it referred to very much, but in verse 9, Paul tells masters to stop threatening. He says, give up threatening. And he's talking about how they're treating the people in their employ. And more than just in their employ, but the servants and the slaves that are in their house. Give up threatening. Now, why would he encourage a master to give up threatening when threatening is such a powerful motivator? Why would you take that away? It might be said that would be the equivalent of taking away the threat spiritually of eternal damnation or hell from somebody, and then saying, well, how are they ever supposed to know the Lord if we take away the threat of hell? I came up under a Christianity in which I received Jesus because I was afraid to go to hell. Now, I was just a little kid, and it was that fear that ran me into Christianity. Now, I know a lot of people that came into the faith that way. I don't really even like the phrase came into the faith. I think they came into religion that way, and then they either found their faith or they didn't. And a lot of people run because they never really placed faith in Christ because all they came in was the threat of eternal damnation. Other people, and I'm one of them, and there's been many, many others, find their faith in the middle of that threat. And so what will happen is a lot of people go, well, it was worth it after all because at least he found the Lord, or the Lord found him. But I don't know what it's worth to bring people in under threat if you can't keep them through faith. So what the Apostle Paul does is tells his masters to stop threatening. And I think if we removed threat from the gospel would get even sweeter. Rather than continuously putting in front of somebody all the things that might happen to them without, how about you deal with what's happening to them now that they are without? You see, people have enough hell on earth now that they need deliverance from. And I'm not just talking about people who don't have money or who are unhealthy. I know people with a lot of money that are living in hell. They are living in a hell, sometimes of their own device, sometimes of addiction, sometimes of just misery. I know people who have a lot of money and a terrible marriage. I know people who have a lot of possessions and no self-worth. They're living in a hell of condemnation and guilt. What if we took away a constant gospel of threat and gave them the possibility of putting a paradise on their earth, of removing the hell they're in so they could have the heaven that's been paid for them? Paul said this is one of my favorite passages in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. I did not come to you to have dominion over your faith. This is verse 24, the last verse of 2 Corinthians 1. Not to have dominion over your faith, but I'm a fellow worker for your joy, for by faith you stand. So you don't stand on me, you stand on your faith. So I'm here to be a fellow worker for your joy. You're working for your joy, I'm going to work with you as a fellow laborer for your joy. I'm not here to diminish you, I'm not here to browbeat you, I'm not here to intimidate you, I'm here to help your joy. He even said, I call God as a witness, to spare you, I came no more to Corinth. I could tell just by coming to Corinth, I was causing you consternation. I'm not even going to come back because I don't want to do that. That is so opposite of the way a lot of ministries would operate today. You know, if we thought that we were stirring people up when we went, we'd want to go more. Paul said, I don't want to go as much because it's stirring you up. I'm not there to do that. I'm there to help your joy. I've given up threatening, and I've done the same thing in my ministry. I've given up threatening because I realize people are going through enough junk now. What if we started to deal with the now in people's lives, and instead of calling everlasting life, life over in the glory land, or whatever songbook theology we've concocted, what if instead of that, we brought everlasting life into their reality, and they started to live the life of God? That's the whole purpose of Christianity. We'll move into the whole armor of God tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.